Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze makes backing up your data astonishingly easy. First off today, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about a rumor that said Apple isn't planning to release leather cases for the iPhone 15. Now, a second rumor corroborates this change and says that Apple is planning a new woven-style case for the iPhone 15 instead. A number of sources, including 9to5 Mac's own, first revealed Apple's plans to discontinue its leather cases with the iPhone 15, but no additional details were offered at the time. The likely explanation, as we speculated, is that Apple is dropping leather in favor of this new woven, textured style for environmental and sustainability reasons. Multiple posts on social media this week said that this woven-style design for the iPhone 15 case is made from a leather alternative, describing the cases as something using imitation leather, with supply chain sources referring to them as MagSafe Environmental Protection cloth leather cases. The case design is believed to be pretty similar to the leather case, but again, instead of that textured leather material that Apple has used for years, it's a new woven-style cloth material made from a leather imitation. So between rumors of a new case option and updated charging cables, the accessory story for the iPhone 15 lineup is shaping up to be quite interesting. As always, we'll know more when Apple officially announces the devices, which we expect to happen in almost exactly 2 weeks, and invites for the iPhone 15 event could be sent out as soon as today. But in other iPhone 15 news, a new analyst note says that the iPhone 15 Pro Max could face a 3 to 4 week delay. This comes after earlier analyst reporting said that Apple had faced production issues with the iPhone 15 Pro's screen hardware, but those issues are believed to have been resolved and are unlikely to have an impact on availability. But now, as mass production of the iPhone 15 Pro Max gets into full swing, a new supply issue affecting the device's high-end camera system could cause delays. Apple's camera parts supplier Sony will reportedly not be able to provide the image sensor used by the iPhone 15 Pro Max in time for it to ship alongside the other new models. The iPhone 15 Pro Max is expected to get the biggest camera update of any iPhone this year, with a new periscope lens system that delivers greater optical zoom than the current 3x limit. The smaller iPhone 15 Pro will not receive this camera upgrade, which is why this analyst report says the delays only affect the Pro Max. So given that the iPhone 15 event is rumored for September 12th, with pre-orders on September 15th and deliveries starting September 22nd, a 3 to 4 week delay described by this analyst could mean that the first iPhone 15 Pro Max deliveries don't happen until October 6th or October 13th. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze makes backing up and accessing your data astonishingly easy. For just $7 a month, you get unlimited backup for Macs, PCs, and businesses, letting you save your documents, music, photos, videos, and everything else right to the cloud. You can access your backed up data from anywhere in the world, using the Backblaze website or via a dedicated application on your iPhone. But here's one of the coolest things about Backblaze. If you lose all of your data, you can go to Backblaze and request a hard drive with your data be shipped right to your door. You can then use that hard drive to restore your data, then simply send the drive back to Backblaze within 30 days and get a full refund. Backblaze is the one company to trust to back up all of your data and has restored over 55 billion files for its customers. You can get a 15-day, no credit card required free trial by going to backblaze.com/daily or just hit the link in the show notes below. Again, backblaze.com/daily, and my thanks to Backblaze for supporting the show. Rounding out today, if you've ever wondered how well Apple engineers are paid in comparison to other tech companies, new data from Blind offers some interesting insight. According to the data, Google and Meta are the best paying tech companies for engineers, while Apple and Microsoft pay less than those competitors. Blind is an online forum that employees at tech companies can use to share anonymous information about their employment, including things like promotions, salaries, HR complaints, and more. This new study is based on a set of self-reported data published by Blind last week. The data reveals that Amazon, Google, and Meta pay entry-level engineers more on average than Apple and Microsoft. Google's average comes in at $184,000, Meta comes in at $179,000, and Amazon comes in at $159,000. Apple's average for entry-level engineers comes in at $142,000, followed by Microsoft at $141,000. This trend is relatively consistent across each job level, ranging from entry-level to professional to senior to staff and to principal. For example, a principal engineer at Amazon is paid on average $691,000, while Google engineers make $655,000, Meta engineers make $780,000, and Apple and Microsoft principal engineers make $500,000 on average. But Blind also pulled a few other interesting tidbits from this data. For instance, it found that Amazon's pay ranges are wider than other companies, which means compensation can vary heavily between person to person. It also found that while Apple's pay is less competitive than other companies, its pay tiers and structures and job levels are more consistent and fair. You can hit the link in the show notes to find the full breakdown of this data from Blind, with more details on just how much each Silicon Valley tech company pays employees. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter, Mastodon, or Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.